Pakistan's largest city, Karachi, has seen yet another rally against the killing of Shia Muslims. The protesters have demanded the dismissal of the chief minister in Sindh province, Qaim Ali Shah, for failing to provide security to the Shia community. This is the latest in protests against the Shia killings, which have continued in the past several years. Pakistan's Interior Ministry says that the violence has taken the lives of over 2,000 people in the past 5 years, with the majority of the victims being Shia Muslims. Many here believe that this has happened right under the noses of the law enforcers. The protesters also blame the central government for a surge in attacks against Shia Muslims.
They are not protecting us because they are busy in their own criticisms and all that. They are busy in their corruptions and all their other cases. They are not protecting us because they are involved in all the crimes in Pakistan.
The demonstrators chanted slogans against the US and Israel, whom they accuse of being behind the unrest through their ally Saudi Arabia. They also expressed outrage at the government for launching peace talks with pro-Taliban militants. Islamabad has held several rounds of talks with the militants and has said that it would continue the negotiation to help bring an end to violence in Pakistan. However, the protesters say such talks are rejected.
Actually, the government is busy doing negotiations with the terrorists and the banned outfits. And this is ridiculous. The people who claim the responsibility of killing thousands of innocents, Muslims and civilians of Pakistan, they do not deserve negotiations. So we really protest the step of this government of negotiations with the terrorists.
The government in Pakistan has promised to take actions against perpetrators of the attacks against Shia Muslims. However, anger has raged among the Shia population as more people have fallen victims to terror attacks in the past few weeks. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.